الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
حرم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل ما حرم الله. قال الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى: حديث صحيح عن عبيد الله بن أبي رافع عن أبيه رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا ألفين أحدكم متكئا على أريكته يأتيه الأمر مما أمرت به أو نهيت عنه فيقول: لا أدري ما وجدنا في كتاب الله اتبعناه. قال الشيخ الباني كذلك: حديث صحيح. In this chapter, heading by this Imam Ibn Majah رحمه الله تعالى in his Sunan, in his مقدمة, both is sahih, his muqaddima or his muqaddama. He says, rahimullahu ta'ala, the chapter venerating the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and dealing harsh with those who oppose it or go against it. Venerating the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and dealing harshly with those who go against it. Regarding this heading, this heading shows the importance of the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وفي قوله في هذا الباب: تعظيم حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو تعظيم لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأفعاله وكذلك تعظيم لنفسه صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is venerating. This chapter deals with venerating and the importance of venerating the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his statements, his actions, his acknowledgments, and also venerating him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is from the usul of the deen and the usul of the sunnah and the importance of the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَتَغْلِيذُ عَلَى مَنْ عَارَضَهُ, and harshness against those who oppose it. لأن المعرض عن سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو معرض عن الله. The one who opposes and goes against the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, verily he is opposing and going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قال: وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. He doesn't speak from his desires, but rather it's a revelation revealed to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ أَطَاعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeys the Messenger has indeed obeyed Allah. وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحِ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: فَمَنْ أَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَصَى اللَّهِ. Whoever disobeys him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has disobeyed Allah. This is why this تغليظ على من عارض سنة عارضه, يعني عارض حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's why there's this harshness against those who oppose the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, because that is in fact opposing Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. We have not sent you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding the Messenger, we have not sent you except as a mercy to mankind. So it's from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a despicable manners, despicable etiquette, despicable way is to oppose that rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his virtues and on the ibad, he has sent for them mubashiran, ونذيرًا, giving them glad tidings and warning them from those things which will be detrimental to their dunya, worldly affairs, wal-akhirah, and hereafter. As it relates to this hadith, the messenger the narration of Miqdam ibn Ma'di Karib al-Kindi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said that the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is the first hadith, said, soon there will come a time that a man will be reclining on his pillow, on his bed, and when one of my hadith is narrated to him, he will say, the book of Allah is enough, yani, between you and us. The book of Allah is sufficient. Whatever it states, yani, the book of Allah is permissible, we'll take it as permissible. And whatever it states, yani, the book of Allah is forbidden, we'll take it as forbidden. Verily, whatever the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, has forbidden is like that which Allah has forbidden. مَا حَرَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِثْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ. So in this hadith, there are many benefits, but we'll, as it's related to this hadith, we'll mention the second hadith, and that is an Ubaid ibn Abi Rafi' and Abihi رضي الله تعالى, that the messenger صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم, he said that I do not want to find any of you, any of prohibition, I do not want to find any of you reclining, متكئاً, reclining على أريكته, reclining on his on his pillow, on his bed, as some of the ulama have mentioned. And when the khabar of comes to him of something that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded or that he has prohibited, he says, I do not know. Whatever we find in the book of Allah, we follow. Yani, rejecting Allah's messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prohibited that with a strong prohibition. As it relates to these two narrations, we are going to deal with these narrations with some points, inshallah, taken from the shuruhat of the ulama, the explanation of the ulama from various books. The first we're going to mention is the meaning of arikatihi, yani, arikatihi in this hadith, where Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لَأُلْفِيَنَّ عَهْدَكُمْ مُتَكِيًا عَلَى arikatihi. And يُوشِكُ الرَّجُلُ مُتَكِيًا عَلَى عَرِيكَتِهِ. What is عَرِيكَتِهِ? This is a سرير المزين. Some of the ulama mentioned, number one, that the معنى هو السرير المزين. It's a beautified bed. The individual is reclining, chilling, reclining back on his beautiful designed bed. And the second explanation is the ulama, they've said, لازم البيت وقاعدة لطلبة العلم. The individual, he stays at home and he sits away from seeking ilm, and he's lazy, just reclining on his bed at home and not seeking the ilm. And fundamentally, the ilm of hadith, the ilm of the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the ilm of the deen. And the third explanation that the ulama have mentioned as it relates to arikatihi, as roughly translated as his pillow, or his sarir, his bed, or what have you, they say, this is like the mutakabbir al-mutajabbir. Al-qaleel al-ihtimam bid-deen. The individual who is arrogant, haughty, mutakabbir, arrogant, haughty, and he has very little interest as it relates to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the deen of Allah is the Quran and the Sunnah. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us a surah of the individual who rejects the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're arrogant, reclining on their bed, staying subdued to their homes, to their houses or to their homes, diverting themselves away from sitting in the durus, seeking ilm, seeking the ilm of hadith, seeking the ilm and, from the ulama. Naam, rather he's mutakabbir, arrogantly having no interest in the deen. Don't any of you become like this, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning. Don't any of you become like this. Point number two. Point number two is that in this two hadith, or the hadithain, kama dhakarahu Shaykh al-Alama Ubayd al-Jabri hafidhahullahu ta'ala wa shafa'a, he qal wa fi hadhain al-hadithain min fiqh al-asl min usul al-din al-islam. He said that from these two narrations are some extrapolations regarding the fundamentals of the deen of al-Islam. And what we'll do as it relates to this, we'll give this title, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, as it relates to elevating the meaning of venerating and elevating the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the meaning of venerating the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does it mean, ta'zim hadith rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ma ma'na ta'zim hadith rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The first of those, an yakuna wa ta'zimu hadith an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, number 1, yakunu bi tawqirihi. The first one is tawqirihi, to exalt it, have in respect as it relates to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and hold it in a lofty position, kama yakunu bil istislami lah. And secondly is that one submits to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said that whatever the Messenger gives you, take. And whatever He prohibits you from doing, then stay away from it. يَكُونُ بِالْإِسْتِسْلَامِ لَهُ يَسْتَسْلِمْ لِسُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The individual, he submits to the Messenger's sunnah, to the sunnah of Rasulullah, to the hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the athar or athar of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He submits, totally submits to that which he, that comes to him as it relates to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لِأَنَّ الْمُعْرِضَ عَنِ السُّنَّةِ مُعْرِضَ عَنِ اللَّهِ. The one who turns away from the sunnah is the turning away from Allah. So from having ta'zim and venerating the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-istislam, and that is submitting to the sunnah. Wal-inqiyad lima tadammanahu amran. Number 3. And having inqiyad and compliance to that which it comprises in the, regarding the sunnah of commands. As we mentioned in the ayat, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. Whatever He has given you, yani ma amarakum, whatever He has commanded you with, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then take it. Al inqiyadu lima tadammanahu amran. The Shaykh hafidhullahu ta'ala, he mentions, and that is that which it comprises within the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam with commandments. This is number 3. We have to comply to this. We have to act in accordance to this. وَكَذَلِكَ الْإِنْقِيَادِ لِمَ تَدَمَّنُهُ نَهْيًا. Number 4. And that is complying to that which it comprises within the sunnah of prohibition. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever He has prohibited you from, then stay away from it. And number 5. And number 5. وَعَدْمُ الْمُعَارَضَتِهِ. And do not go against the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not turn away from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because verily that's not min ta'zimi hadithi rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bal hadha min mu'aradati sunnatihi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not turn away from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni. Whoever turns away from my sunnah, he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he is not from me. وَأَنْتَ مَا مَنْ تُحِبْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنْتَ مَا مَنْ تُحِبْ. And you will be with those who you love. And the one that loves the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be with him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one who follows the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is with him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni. He's not from us. The one who follows is from him. The one who obeys the sunnah is from him, because he has ta'zeem of the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam. As in point number three is alaqatu sunnati rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bil Qur'an. Alaqatu sunnati rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam bil Qur'an. And that is the connection and relationship, alaqa, as it regarding the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, its relation to the Qur'an. Its relation to the Qur'an. And the ulama have written many books as it relates to this. For this, we mention here a summary of the alaqa and the connection, relationship of the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Qur'an, showing the importance of tamassuk bi ithnain. Which is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَقَدْ تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ, in the hadith of Abi Hurairah رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَى عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقَدْ تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِ لَن تَضِلُّ بَعْدِي أَبَدًا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. I've left two things, that if you hold firm to it, you'll never be astray. That is the book of Allah and the sunnah. Sunnati, yani sunnah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is the alaqa of the Qur'an, between the Qur'an and the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَكِلَهِمَ مِنْ اللَّهِ Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wahyun min Allah. The first is the alaqa, is the sunnah comes as a ta'akkud, mu'akkidan. It comes mu'akkidan. And that it comes to affirm that which is in the Quran. Aqimu salah wa atu zakah. Allah mentions in a few verses. Establish the prayer. Sorry, malish. Al-Mu'akkada rather, samihuni, Al-Mu'akkada, in that the Messenger, the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to affirm that which is in the Qur'an, is like the arkan al-Iman. It's like the arkan of Iman, and like the arkan of Islam. And the Tawheed. وَلَقَدَ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةِ الرَّسُولِ أَنِ اِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا طَاغُوتِ. The affairs of Aqidah, the affairs of Tawheed, the affairs of the usul of the deen, is mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah. جاءت مؤكدة مؤكدة لما وردت في القرآن. And it came to re-establish and affirm that which is mentioned in the Quran, from the affairs of a Tawheed and the affairs of the pillars of Iman, and the affairs of the pillars of Islam, and Tawheed and so forth. The second alaqa bain al-Qur'ani wa sunnah, the connection and relationship between the Qur'an and the sunnah, is that the Qur'an ja'at mufassila lima ajmalahu al-Qur'an. Is that the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to show indeed the detail of that which was mentioned generally in the Qur'an. The sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came mufassila, yani came and was revealed, and in it makes or brings the details of those general affairs that is mentioned in the Quran. And an example of this is like a salah. The example of this is like a salah. And that is like the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aqimu salah wa atu zakah. Naam. And and establish the prayer, and giving charity. Establishing the prayer is mentioned generally in the Quran and in the Sunnah. وصفت الصلاة وصفت الوضوء وصفت التيمم وصفت صلاة الجنازة وصفت صلاة الاستسقاء وصفت صلوات. The details of the different types of prayers, the funeral prayer, the prayer of the eclipse, the prayer of Salamukum Allah, the five daily prayers, and Salat al-Layl. All of this is mentioned in detail in the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the proof of this is a statement of the Messenger. Qala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray as you have seen me pray. Yani, pray like I pray, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the tafsil in the af'al of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the actions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is narrated by his illustrious companions, ashabuhu sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, wa radiyallahu an ashabin nabiyina Muhammadin ajma'in. And also we have the pillar of Hajj, which is mentioned generally in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And from the rights of Allah upon the people is doing Hajj to the Bayt, yani Kaaba, Haram, to doing Hajj. So Salamukum Allah, a rukn min arkan al-Islam, a pillar from the pillars of Islam, which is mentioned generally in the Quran and the Ahkam, and the deen of the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to show the detail, and shows details as it relates to the affair of Hajj, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خُذُ عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ خُذُ عَنِّي مَنَاسِكُكُمْ. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take from me your rites, yani the pilgrimage rites, yani how to do Hajj and Sifat al-Hajj, and what to do in Mina, and what to do in Arafah, and what to do in Muzdalifah, Tawaf, Halumajarra. Na'am. So the Sunnah is the relationship between the Sunnah and the Quran, is the Sunnah is Mufassala, Lima Ajmalahu al-Quran. It gives detail to that which has been mentioned generally in the Quran. And the third alaqa that we're going to mention is taqidu ma atlaqahu al-Quran. Taqidu ma atlaqahu al-Quran. Yani, ya mutlaq. And that is making restricted those things that the Quran has mentioned in general. Restricting those things that the Quran has mentioned unrestrictively. Restricting those things that the Quran has mentioned unrestrictively. And the example is that statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as-sariqa, as-sariqa wa sariqa, that the thief in woman and the thief in man, فَقْتَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا, and cut their hands, and cut their hands, yani, as a punishment for their stealing. The stealing, thieving, man and woman, cut their hands. And the Sunnah came, and this is unrestricted, cut their hands. How long? Where should they be cut? Should it be at the wrist? Should it be the elbow? Should it be up in the shoulder? Where is the restriction? The Sunnah of Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to restrict it, and in the Sunnah it mentions it's up to the wrist. It's up to the wrist. And that is the taqeed of ma atlaqahu al-Qur'an, and that is restricting that which the Qur'an has mentioned unrestrictively. And this shows the importance of the Sunnah. So those who negate the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indeed negated that which came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth alaqa, you can say, between the Quran and the Sunnah is al-hukm that is in the Sunnah wa lam yarid fi al-Quran. Al-hukm al-wadid fi al-Sunnah lam yarid or lam yarid fi al-Quran. And that is a ruling that is found in the Sunnah but is not found in the Quran. It's found in the Quran in the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. In that general sense, whatever the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded you to do, you do, and whatever he has prohibited you to do, then don't do it. Generally, that's the commandment to follow the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala itlaq. But as it relates to specific rulings, there is a ruling which the sunnah comes with, but it's not mentioned in the Quran. And that is الزواج البنت الجمع الزواج بنت وعمتها أو خالتها. And that is the prohibition of marrying a woman and her auntie at the same time. Marrying a woman and her auntie at the same time. Marrying the woman and her auntie at the same time, her paternal auntie or her maternal auntie. عمتها أو خالتها is محرام ممنوع منهي عنه. It is impermissible to marry a woman and her auntie as a second wife or at the same time. And this is a prohibition which is mentioned in the Sunnah and it's not mentioned in the Quran. Naam. So Naam, so here, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, this two hadith shows the importance of following the Sunnah and the harsh taghleef upon the one and harshness upon the one that opposes the Sunnah. The one who is arrogantly, is like he's arrogantly reclining on his bed with his arrogance and with qillatul ihtimam bid-deen and minimal importance placed in the deen and rejecting the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The next hadith on Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha and the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa raddun. من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد يعني مردود. And Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها, that she said that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, whoever introduces a newly matter in this affair of ours, that which is not from it originally, then is rejected. Then it is rejected. Whoever introduces a newly invented matter in this affair of ours that is not from it, will be rejected. It will be rejected. As it relates to this hadith, which is sahih, ma'lumun, and as it relates to this hadith, we will deal with a few points. We will deal with a few points. And fawaid and benefits that we can take from this hadith. The first benefit that we can take from this hadith, or mas'ala, that we can deal with in this hadith, is the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Man ahdatha fi amrina, our affair." Our affair is the deen of Islam. Our affair is the religion of Islam, the Sunnah, the Quran and the Sunnah. Whoever introduces a newly invented matter in this deen of Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, "Al-yawm akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena." Today I have perfected your religion and completed my favors upon you, and I have chosen for you and pleased for you Islam as a religion. So this is amrina. هذا هو amruna. This is our affair. من أحدث في amrina. And this affair that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected, this affair that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed, this affair that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given for from his favors to us, this affair that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given from His mercy, this affair which is good for our dunya wal akhirah, this affair where there is nothing that is accepted in the akhirah except this. Inna deena indallah al-Islam. The only accepted affair is this affair of al-Islam. Amruna, our affair, the affair of al-Islam, the deen of al-Islam. Whoever innovates into this affair of ours, deen of Islam, that which is not from it, originally in that day, on that day which it was perfected, من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. The sage sect, whoever is upon what I'm upon, that day and my companions. هذا هو أمرنا. This is our affair. This is our affair. Point number two. And that is a clear extrapolation from istinbat, from this hadith, is that al-bid'atu marduda, that the innovation is rejected. Bid'ah is rejected. And point number three, al-bid'ah kullaha dalala. And that is bid'ah. All of the innovation is astray. All of innovation is astray. And why? لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. لأنه الضلالة. هذا إحداث في أمرنا ضلالة كلها بدون استثناء. And that is that. This introduction of or invention of new affairs in this deen, which is a bid'ah, which is an innovation, is rejected. Why is it rejected? Because it's dalala, because it's astray. بدون الاستثناء رد مردود كله نكرة رد. It's nekira. It's indefinite, meaning all of it is rejected. All of it is rejected. Point number four is aqaida al-usuliyya wal-aqadiyya wal-manhajiyya. As a principle of the deen of al-Islam is that every affair al-muta'alliqa bid-deen mamnu'un illa bid-dalil. Al-amr bi ayy shay min ad-deen mamnu'un illa bid-dalil wa hujjah. That is any affair that is related to the deen of al-Islam, acting upon it, is mamnu', is not allowed, prohibited, mardood, except if there is hujjah, except if there is a proof from the Quran and the Sunnah. So the asl of an action related to ibadah is that it is not allowed to do that action except with hujjah, except with proof. Because if it's not from our affair, it is rejected. Mardudun. And fashid. And the fundamentals of also regarding the other affair, and that is the worldly affair, is that everything in the affair of the dunya affairs, worldly affairs, is halal illa bil hujjah. So regarding the deen, everything is haram to do except with proof from the Quran and the Sunnah. As it relates to the affairs of the dunya, everything is halal except there is proof to show that it's haram. هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء. He is the one that created for you in the earth everything. Yani asl, the fundamental of it is halal. Jami'a. All of it is halal except for proof and adillah to show otherwise. Proofs and evidences to show otherwise. Point number five is that which is comprised in this hadith of Aisha radiyallahu anha is al-ibadat. Is acts of worship. If it's not from our affair, it is rejected. If the salah and kayfiyah to salah and how the individual prays is not from the affair, that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli," pray like you have seen me pray. If it's not from the affair, it's mardud. And likewise, fundamentally, al-aqidah, the creed. The belief has to be according to the aqidah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam al-Islami, al-Islamiyya. The aqidah and the creed of al-Islam that Allah revealed in His book and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَإِنْ آمِنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا. If they believe, if they have the correct aqidah, if they have the correct iman, if they have the correct belief like you believe, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ashabikum, and your companions, then they'll be guided. Meaning if they do not have belief like you believe, and your companions believed, the aqidah of your companions, the creed and the usul that your companions were upon, and yourself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they're not upon this, then they are misguided. And it's mardood. It's not from our affair. And likewise, ad-da'wah, calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this shows that this hadith is a refutation against all of the ahzab. It's a refutation against all of the harakat al-hadithiyya you see today. These movements that are opposing the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether it's Ikhwani Muslimin, whether it's Tablighi Jama'ah, whether it's Halabiyin, whether it's Ma'ribiyin, whether it is any of these individuals and these groups, and the Hajuris and the rest of them that oppose the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is mardud. It's in opposition to the manhaj of the Salaf. فَإِنْ آمِنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا. If they believe like you believed, Ya Rasulullah, and them companions, then they will be guided. And in this hadith, our affair is the Aqidat al-Salafiyya. Our affair is the manhaj al-Salafi. So therefore, whoever introduces anything in this manhaj al-Salafi that's not from it, it is rejected. Because هذا من أمرنا. This is from our affair. This is the isnad that goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala biduni inqita. This is the isnad and chain, this aqidah, this manhaj, this da'wah to al-anbiya, this da'wah and the call of the prophets goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continuous chain without any breakage. No, it's continuous to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the da'wah that is in opposition to that which is according to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعْنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I say, this is my path. This is my methodology. This is my manhaj. This is my path. This is my tariq. This is my way. I call to Allah. Call to Allah. Calling to Allah bil ikhlas, sincerity, and calling to His deen, and calling to His manhaj, not calling to His biya. Ala basiratin wa man ittaba'ani. So those who follow the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that call are with him. They're following him. And those who oppose that call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not from those yet tabi'i rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not from those that follow the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Point number 4, as it relates to this hadith, is an-nahi yaqtadi al-fasad, a qa'ida al-usuliyya, a principle that is taken from usul, it's taken from this hadith, and that is, and there's many principles, but I've just selected one because of time, and that is that an-nahyu yaqtadi al-fasad, and that is a prohibition necessitates that something's invalid. A prohibition necessitates something being invalid. An example of that is al-bay'u ba'd al-adhan al-thani fi yawm al-jum'ah. Al-bay'u ba'd al-adhan al-thani fi yawm al-jum'ah. And that is on yawm al-jum'ah, after the second adhan, the person, someone is selling or doing a business or transaction, and the second adhan has gone, that transaction is invalid because it's prohibited to do bay'. It's prohibited in the Quran and the Sunnah to do any business transaction after that adhan. So there, my dear beloved brothers, is the final principle or benefit that we can take from this amazing hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, and the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qaal, man ahdatha fi amrina ma laysa minhu fa huwa rad. Whoever innovates or introduces a newly invented matter to this affair that's not from it, it is rejected. It is rejected. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us be from those who follow his sunnah and accept his sunnah, and not be like those from the Qur'aniyun, those who negate the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, nahmad Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are upon the sunnah and we die upon the sunnah. We ask Allah to make us die upon the sunnah and not be from those who reject the sunnah, and be from those who venerate the sunnah, elevate the station of the sunnah by acting upon the sunnah, having correct iman and correct aqidah as it relates to the sunnah, and not being from those who reject the sunnah, like the Qur'aniyun, who say that the Qur'an is sufficient, and like the Khawarij before them, who rejected the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of their takfir and excommunication of the illustrious companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were the Hamlat al-Sunnah wa Hamlat al-Qur'an. They were those who narrated the Sunnah and preserved it and memorized it, and the Qur'an also. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us be from those who follow the companions and their way. Manhaj al-Salafi. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillah.